This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep space high, space for all.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to deep space high. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Morning, class. Right, who can remind us what we've learnt about careers in space? Sam?
That it's not all about rocket scientists, and that space is for everyone?
Yay! Correct! Although rocket scientists are important if you want to get off the ground. So today, Trix, why don't you get us started by telling us what your favourite subject is, and we'll see how you might turn your skills to the stars.
Well, my favourite subject is English. I especially love writing stories, but space is more about facts, I guess, not fiction.
English is integral to space exploration, and fiction has its place too. We need great science communicators, people who can describe and report on missions and discoveries in a way that makes other people keen to know more, especially young people who might want to work in space themselves.
Oh, that's like that magazine we get, Andromeda Express. It's full of the latest cool mission news and spacecraft. I guess someone had to write the articles in it.
That's right, but there's an even more exciting way writers are part of space exploration. Anyone a fan of science fiction books or movies?
Me, sir. You mean films like Star Trek with Captain Kirk and Spock on the Starship Enterprise? Or Ready Player One, that film where everyone lives in virtual reality?
Yep. Science fiction is where the writer imagines what life might be like in the future, sometimes on Earth, sometimes on other planets.
But it's only imagining, isn't it? How does that help?
Let's see. Computer Sim, Paramount Studios, USA. The original Star Trek TV series in the 1960s showed characters using small devices to communicate with each other, which led to the invention of the first mobile phone, because the inventor, Martin Cooper, was a fan of the show and was inspired by the idea. Next, Computer Sim, Blade Runner, a movie set in a future America where robots live alongside humans.
We're in a self-driving car.
That's right. This film came out in 1982, many years before such a thing was invented for real life. It existed in the writer's imagination all those years before. One more sim, hold on to your hats.
Whoa! We're rushing towards Earth at 100 miles an hour.
Actually, we're inside Google Earth, an app that lets you zoom in on anywhere on Earth. It's said the designers got the idea from a science fiction book called Snow Crash. Oops, getting a bit too close now. End sim.
For you.
People who are expert communicators can tell the stories of what we're doing in space and what we might do in the future. Inspiring real missions and technology. It's more powerful than you think. There's even a saying, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Bit difficult to do your homework with a sword, though.
Science fiction has even changed the language we use. Did you know that the words robotics, cyberspace, zero gravity, gas giant, avatar, and computer virus were all coined by science fiction writers?
No way!
So, Sam, you were struggling to think about things you like to do. Maybe you'd like to write an exciting science fiction story.
I think I'd prefer to read them. Or actually, just watch a movie.
There must be something you like to do, other than as little as possible. Never mind, Sam. Our search will continue, learning how, whatever your interests, space is a place for all. All right, class dismissed. Beam me up, Scotty.
Deep Space High, space for all. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.